Chemotherapy, radiation, and daily injections are frightening propositions for anyone, but especially for child patients. One nonprofit organization in North Carolina is using music, poetry, and art to empower children in their fight against cancer. Arts for Life creates pediatric clinic art programs, patient and family art support groups, and inpatient art programs. The organization is staffed by artists and educators who teach music, visual arts, and creative writing to children and teen patients who have serious and chronic illnesses. At AFL, instruction is given to patients 7 days a week in each of four different hospital sites. There's a Mission Hospital in Asheville, Presbyterian Hospital in Charlotte, Duke's Children's Hospital and Health Center in Durham, and Brenner Children's Hospital in Winston-Salem.
Yes, that's it. Excellent. So try that one more time. Excellent. Awesome, Gabriel. Now, here's the fun part.
That's
really
Colin Allured. He's a Winston-Salem-based singer-songwriter who plays guitar and sings in the band Lean In. For the past 7 years, he's also taught music at Arts for Life. Last year, Colin and his AFL colleagues worked with nearly 5,000 young patients in North Carolina.
Basically, I just see who responds to the instruments, and I just ask the kids if they want to jam with me, if they want to play music, if they want to play the guitar or the drum. And so if it's a small child, I won't really concern myself with teaching them something specific, but I'll just try to surround them with a musical environment. So I'll just play a song that they know, like Twinkle, Twinkle.
Colin teaches the older kids how to play guitar. He says many of them have gone on to learn all of their chords and continue playing to this day. Colin teaches singing and songwriting too, and he often turns to percussion instruments to help make musical connections with young patients, their siblings, and parents.
As soon as a child hits a drum, they smile, their parents smile, and I'll pass around shakers to the whole family. And a family that was in a tense moment, in a sort of depressed moment, is all of a sudden having a drum jam, and they're smiling and they're laughing and they're dancing and entertaining each other. And so I like to offer that relief.
Amber Shivo is one such parent whose entire family was touched in profound ways by Colin's work following the diagnosis of their 2.5-year-old daughter, Julia, with cancer. She says in the days after Julia's surgery, going from being a parent who controlled most aspects of her daughter's young life to being able to make few, if any, decisions for her was hard. That disorienting feeling extended to their 5-year-old son as well.
When he came to see her, it was so hard for them to know what to do. They couldn't just play like they always had. They couldn't do the fun things that they would normally do in the course of a day. And when that afternoon, actually, Colin Allured, the music man who is an Arts for Life staff member, came in the room to do a music class for them. And just to see the way their faces lit up, yeah, she's connected to an IV pole and has lines coming out from all over, but they both immediately jumped in. You saw the smiles across their faces, and they just got to do something together. And it gave them that just normal sibling relationship to be able to do something fun that didn't seem medical and didn't seem like they were in the hospital.
Colin says reactions like those are what keep him going in his work for Arts for Life.
What color do you want to use next? Ooh, I like that. That's a good choice. Purple it is. And color all over the piece of paper. Ooh, that's beautiful.
At the same time, he and his colleague, AFL art instructor Lauren Ling, often need to find creative ways to help manage the many legitimate fears that their young patients experience each day. Lauren, who teaches painting, drawing, bookmaking, paper mache, and printmaking, says that at times a patient's sense of helplessness leads to their fighting every injection they receive or every treatment that's administered to them at the hospital. She sees improvement when the patients are offered some control over their environment, and this happens every day at the art table.
Can you tell me about this cool project you did?
It's basically where you draw something, like a rocket or a
They don't
cow.
Get to wake up in the morning and go, I would like to have this kind of chemotherapy, or I would like to have this not happen, or I would like to eat or not eat this even. But they can come into the art room, or we can come into their room, and they can say, I want to use green paper, I want to use every colored pencil in the box, and I want to use all 5 shades of glitter. And they just have control, and they can make the decisions.
It made my imagination go wow.
That's 11-year-old former Brenner Children's Hospital cancer patient Wesley McCormick. I caught up with him in front of one of the many paintings he created as a then 7-year-old battling cancer while learning about art.
So Wesley, tell me about this painting, because it's more than a painting too, because it's in three-dimensional.
Well, it's actually amazing. Dragon breath. Dragon makes the fire come out of the end of it. I put salt on the color to make it look like that.
Huh. How did that work?
Well, the salt like goes into it and mixes and like pops sometimes. It makes it fade.
It looks like it's heading out to a star galaxy.
That's exactly what it is.
I have patients who actually get mad when their parents tell them it's time to leave the hospital. They want to stay and do art. They consider this a fun place, and they consider it a safe place. Despite the treatments and the pain that they're going through, they trust us.
For parents of young cancer patients like Amber Scheibo, managing that kind of anger was a welcome relief. When I first met Amber at Winston-Salem's Brenner Children's Hospital in the Arts for Life waiting area, it was clear that she had been crying before we even began our conversation about her daughter. Julia is a cancer survivor, but memories of her family's long and painful journey linger close to the surface for her mom.
Well, our first experience for Arts for Life actually was 2 days after our introduction into the world of pediatric cancer. My daughter had a just routine test at the pediatrician's office, and a few moments later we were told that they had found a tumor and they were pretty certain that she had cancer. And we came up here and were immediately immersed in this new world and completely overwhelmed. And she was going to be facing scans in the next few hours and then an 8-hour surgery a day later.
The day after that surgery to explore their daughter's abdomen, remove her kidney, the tumor, and one side of her urinary tract, the Scheibo family was just taking stock. As Julia began stabilizing, her parents were just beginning to encourage her to move when in walked an Arts for Life volunteer. Volunteers make up a big part of Arts for Life.
She was the first non-medical person that had walked into my daughter's room in days and immediately just began chatting with her. My daughter was 2.5 at the time and had a project she wanted to do, and we honestly had very low expectations of her doing much of anything, but in no time at all she was talking back and participating, and I just kind of sat there just in awe watching this happen in front of me. And it was just such peace to my heart to just see something so normal, to see a 2-year-old draw a picture, something every mom probably sees several times during the week, but when your child's just come out of major surgery and now has cancer and has many, many years of tough stuff ahead of them, to see something that simple and joyful for her was amazing.
The primary benefit that I see from Arts for Life is it really does help the kids pass the time while they're here. They're getting chemotherapy, sometimes they're getting surgery or radiation therapy, and it's no fun to be in the hospital, but Arts for Life really provides them an outlet and helps distract them and take their mind off of the chemotherapy and the treatment and sometimes the nausea and the side effects that they're experiencing as well.
We just heard from pediatric oncologist and Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center Associate Professor of Pediatrics, Thomas McLean. He sees Arts for Life as a model for other hospitals across the country. We'll hear more from Tom and a wonderful poem by our friend Wesley that's been set to music for voice and woodwind quintet. That's coming up on the second half of the show. I'm David Ford. You're listening to Triad Arts Up Close.